Kamala Harris, babies will be born into our plan, but plan allows free abortions. By Dr. Susan Berry on July 31, 2019. Democrat 2020 contender Senator Kamala Harris, CA, said during the Democrat debate Wednesday that her Medicare for All health plan would start up quickly and that babies will be born into our plan. But her plan would also allow free abortions at taxpayer expense. Challenged by former Vice President Joe Biden about her health plan requiring 10 years to be established, Harris denied the claim. Biden said, "The senators had several plans so far. And anytime someone tells you you're going to get something good in 10 years, you should wonder why it takes 10 years." Harris replied, "You're simply inaccurate in what you're describing. The reality is that our plan will bring healthcare to all Americans under a Medicare for All system. Our plan will allow people to start signing up on the first day. Babies will be born into our plan." Harris did not discuss during the exchange that her plan would also offer free abortions to all Americans at taxpayer expense. In a column at Medium, in which she explained her plan, Harris said, "Medicare for All will cover all medically necessary services, including emergency room visits, doctor visits, vision, dental, hearing aids, mental health, and substance use disorder treatment, and comprehensive reproductive health care services." Comprehensive reproductive health care services is a euphemism for abortion. Susan B. Anthony List President Marjorie Dannenfelser said Harris's plan is yet another example of Democrats' extremism on abortion. "The latest call for taxpayer-funded abortion on demand through birth under Medicare for All might please the Democrats' most radical pro-abortion base in the primaries," she added, "but this agenda is wildly unpopular with the American people." The National Pro-Life Leader observed polling that shows a strong majority of independents and more than a third of Democrats oppose taxpayer funding of abortion. While her rivals have become more brazen in their desire to force taxpayers to pay for abortions, Harris now hides her support for abortion on demand behind the euphemism of reproductive health, Dannenfelser said. "The American people deserve clarity."